Now joined by John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Had some good news for us yesterday on retail sales.
And we get some good numbers this morning on employment and also inflation. Of course, it's Thursday, so every Thursday we talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Number dropped again, dropped 10,000 from last week, came in at 332,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week. And the PPI number, that's inflation at the wholesale level, the producer price index, came in right on target. It's up 0.7%. That's the headline number, as they call it. If you take out food and energy, I don't know how you do that, but if you do, you get down to the core number, and it was only up 0.2%. If you look at the year-over-year, the last 12 months, the headline number's up 1.7% and the core number up 1.7%. When those numbers came out, Dow futures popped a little bit more, so it's going to be another good day, looks like. Of course, who knows what happens in the afternoon session. Now, if our government could just keep from messing this up, we do know, of course, that the Senate is voting on approving a budget for the first time in about 5 years. Try running your household that way. However, the competing proposal from the House, which is, of course, controlled by the Republicans, and the Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats, are poles apart. One proposes massive spending cuts. The other one proposes, guess what, more taxes. Here's a very interesting story. We know that there's this war going on in the smartphone world, that is, between Android phones, those that are like Samsung, that are run on the operating system from Google, known as Android, and then, of course, the iPhone. Well, it's going to go up another notch today because Samsung is going to announce the new Galaxy 45 phone. They say they expect to sell 10 million units of that in the first month. Now, yesterday, something very rare happened. Usually, these companies are pretty nice to each other. But a senior executive, Phil Schumer, who's the Apple marketing chief, yesterday slammed the Samsung phones. In fact, he says that those phones that run on Google's Android system are, quote, inferior to the iPhone. He points out that all of the elements that make up the wonderful experience of the iPhone are produced and controlled by Apple, whereas there are multiple vendors that contribute to the Samsung or the Android phones, and he says the iPhone experience is seamless, whereas the Android experience is not. Apple also says that their own internal market research claims that in the fourth quarter of last year, there were four times as many smartphone users who switched from Android phones to iPhones as went the other way. Don't really know about that. Now, one of the companies that reported numbers just after the market closed, very interesting, Cabela's. Now, you may or may not be familiar with them, but, of course, they've had an online presence for a number of years, but now they have retail stores. They've opened a store in the Promenade up in Rogers. And maybe more famously, they're now one of the main sponsors of Duck Dynasty, if you're addicted to that like I am. Well, Cabela's stock yesterday jumped 13%. And it's up 41% year-to-date. Now, they've only got 41 stores. They have about $3 billion a year in sales. They're going to open about six new stores this year. But why was it up 13% yesterday? Well, they say their numbers are just tracking way ahead of what they told analysts. They now expect first quarter 2013 same-store sales to be up in the high teens. That's a great number for a retailer. And they also say they expect to beat Wall Street's estimates on earnings per share by 10 to 15 cents a share. Maybe Willie and the other guys at Duck Dynasty have got something to do with their newfound success.
I'm wondering, and it may be something to do with our stations too, John. They've been a good advertiser for us, though they're located up in northwest Arkansas. They're going after the people here in the River Valley.
Yeah, and they really seem to be just, they found a niche. You know, their stores are kind of smaller than some of those other mega stores like that, and apparently the shopping experience is really connecting with the average consumer.
I think so. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith joining us here on Arklahoma Today. You can give him a call, get some information, ask him a question. He's very receptive to that. The phone number to reach him is really simple. It's 782-2527, 782-2527, or you can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.